RVO, W4DJW, I can hear you.
This is KB2RVO. I wonder if you can give me a signal check. I just put this stuff back together again.
Get it right, because it sounds good. You're full scale, full quieting.
I've been off the air for a while. When does the club meet around here? I'm in Tuxedo, North Carolina.
There's many clubs. There's a lot of them. The one that sponsors this repeater is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and they meet the first Monday of every month at 7 o'clock at the Red Cross building on 640 Grove Road.
Hobby.
The hobby. Glad to see that you returned. They eventually all returned, don't they? W4DJW.
This is KB2RVO. The handle here is Alpha Lima, Al.
You got Dave on this end, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm in Greer, South Carolina.
Roger, I understand. Is there a store in the area that handles connectors and stuff like that?
Some wire and coax and transmission cables and everything. I think most people visit the Wireman. Are you familiar with the Wireman? He's up off Highway 11. If you Google Wireman, he'll probably be the top one in the list, and it can give you instructions and operating hours and stuff like that. I don't think there's many other stores left. I think Radio Shack was the last one, and I think they're gone. Other than maybe Harley's Electronics over in Spartanburg. I don't know of any. Somebody else that's listening may know of some, but I don't myself know of any.
The Wireman. You wouldn't have a phone number or anything like that, would you?
A second to look it up on the internet, and I'll be right back to you. W4DJW.
Yo.
Found the number if you're ready to copy.
2RVO, go ahead. Roger, copy. This is KB2RVO, saying 73s, talk to you later. Happy New Year to everybody.
4DJW, KN4RJN. What are you up to, Dave? Yeah, I noticed on the net last night that some stations were sounding a whole lot louder, and on some stations I could barely hear. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we figured that one out. That was because we had the squelch set too high and we had the audio capture set too low. We went up there to the mountain this morning and adjusted that. It was also identifying every 2.5 minutes, and we adjusted that as well back to 10 minutes. So we should be, those are three of about five things that we need to do for tweaking purposes.
But identifying every 2 minutes was a bit of an annoyance. Couldn't get a sentence out without that thing beeping in at you.
And compounding that problem was the fact that people's audio was low, so you had to turn the volume up to hear them, which meant that the identifier was that much louder. So it was even more annoying. It was double. We had a double shot of annoyance there. It was annoying me too. That's why we had to go up there this morning. That and getting the squelch level down so those distant stations could get in. Those three things had to happen quick. That was some quick learning there.
Well, I'm glad we got that worked out. Yeah, I had my volume up. I'm trying to listen to some weak stations, and that thing identified and almost blew me out of my chair. Scared the crap out of me.
Same with me. And if you're talking to somebody for a while, it really does get annoying. So I think we've got that under control now. We'll be able to tune that more frequently, you know, get it finer and finer and better, you know, as we learn more. And this Friday, I think the equipment comes in to give us access to it so that we don't have to make a trip up to the mountain every time we need to make an adjustment. That'll be really nice.
What drive is that for you to go up there?
It's long. I don't know how many it is in terms of miles, but it's long and curvy. Going up that mountain, there's a lot of curves. I think it's about 30 miles.
Yeah, that's a bit of a pain in the neck. I have to do that every time you need to adjust it. So, yeah, that should help a lot.
Well, just the fact that it works, it's total different technology than the the good old standard that's been there for a dozen years and not given much problem at all. So it's kind of scary switching technology, but you got to keep up or you get left behind.
Well, sometimes the old ways are better.
Yeah, it was kind of simpler, but kind of more complex, too. This one is simplified in some ways and more complicated in others, so it's just different. Just keeping up. You can't buy those repeater that's the one that was up there that was active before we made the change yesterday. You can't purchase those anymore. If you want to continue to use that technology, you got to go to eBay, and that'll only last so long. And you don't know what you're getting there.
Anyway, well, I heard you yapping. I heard you guys running up and down the mountain and tweaking on the thing and playing with it. But as far as the signal report, I'm hearing it well. And the volume seems to be, about right. So we'll see what the net brings this evening.
That's the plan. We'll see what happens there. That ought to be interesting. But, yeah, it's a whole lot better. And it'll get better. That's not the only thing we plan on doing. And that's not the final repeater either. That's just a prototype to tell us what it is we need to build an industrial strength version of that. That's just the how-to. That's not the end point. And then we have antenna work we've got to do, both for the 6-1 and to be able to link to the 8-2. So it's a constant effort. Never ends.
Yeah, understood. It almost like automobiles. By the time you figure out one, you buy a new one, and then everything's changed on it. And the days of fixing your carburetor with a screwdriver under the shade tree are long gone.
Isn't that the truth? I think about that all the time. My younger days, when I was under the hood of my vehicle every day, multiple times every day, whether I needed to be or not. And I just could not imagine when somebody had asked somebody what size engine they had, they wouldn't know. I couldn't imagine that. I'm there. It happens.
Well, I used to do a lot of things on my car. Now I, pop the hood on my Jeep. I can't find the spark plugs. I have a hard time finding the oil stick.
I had a hard time with that on my 96 Toyota Tacoma, getting to the back, one of the four that it had. Took me a long time to change that last one, but I got it done. And on the last one, I didn't keep the car long enough to change the spark plugs. Well, I think maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't remember. But anyway, the spark plugs last so long now, you only have to change them a couple times during the lifetime of the car, and then the car's wore out.
You know, there's a lot of things go wrong with it before the spark plugs. Planned obsolescence, I guess, is what they call it.
Well, it keeps them in business. Yeah, I guess it keeps the economy going, too. I don't know. Anyway, it is what it is. They get us where we need to go so we can focus on other things. W4DJW.
N4RJM. Well, while you're sitting there piddling around, I'm pretty much doing the same thing, waiting to figure out what I'm going to do for supper. It ain't going to be what she's going to cook. It's going to be what I got to go pick up. But anyway, we'll catch you later on. Take care of yourself.
All right. Well, that's a lot. That happens a lot around here, too. It's not what she cooks. It's what I go pick up. But tonight just happens to be one that she cooked for, so I'm going to enjoy it. Anyway, you take care. Good talking to you. Happy New Year. W4DJW, clear and listening.
Happy New Year to you, too. KN4RJN, I'm clear.
November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 5 p.m.